Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I'm Lou Dobbs with the Great America Show Midday Update for Monday, April 15th. President Trump is in New York for jury selection today in the George Soros-sponsored Alvin Bragg DA prosecution. Bragg's charge is, as President Trump has said, nothing more than a scam. There's no real crime. And the judge is a two-bit Marxist-dim activist, and his wife and daughter are running the family business, which is raising money for the Marxist-dims, and themselves, of course. The real goal of the Marxist New York prosecutors and the judiciary, to keep President Trump off the campaign trail for as long as 6 to 8 weeks, to interfere with this presidential election, which President Trump is certain to win. Israel threatening to retaliate against Iran after this weekend's missile and rocket assault on Israel. Unprecedented in the number of weapons unleashed and unprecedented in it being the first time that Iran has attacked Israel directly. Believe it or not, Joe Biden is now reported to have been giving guidance to the Iranians as they attacked Israel. And he's still telling Israel not to retaliate against Iran. Biden is the phony tough guy who told Iran not to attack Israel on Saturday, saying, quote, don't, but they did. And now Israel will surely respond. The only question is when. Meanwhile, Bidenomics and his idiotic policies are tearing up the country. We take up what hit St. Louis, Missouri, a downtown that's absolutely destroyed, schools that can't teach, students who won't learn. Attorney Mark McCloskey, our guest on why St. Louis was once a city of 1 million people, and now they're down to their last 250,000 survivors. Please join us. Thanks. Have a great day. This is Lou Dobbs with the Great America Update.